Cole, and on it goes again. Tiquinho hits it well and into the corner of the net. Manchester United are back in it. Brilliant goal. Fletcher, and he shoots. Fabulous strike. United lead. They have not given up on this title, not by a long way. Jones, looking for Rooney. Turner, Rooney's there! What a season this man has had. His 34th goal of the season gives United the lead. Sunderland 0, United 1.
Hello and welcome to Red Voices, the official Manchester United podcast. I'm Helen McConnell and this week I'm joined by Adam Bostock, James Tuck and Gemma Thompson. Coming up in today's show, we reflect on the international period as a host of Reds represented their countries. We look forward to a busy Easter period as Manchester United face relegation-threatened Sunderland this weekend. We preview the Reds' replay against Chelsea in the FA Cup. And finally, we hear from Danish goalkeeper Anders Lindegaard. Okay, guys, so we've not had a lot of football at Old Trafford in the last couple of weeks because, of course, it has been international break, and none of us really like the international break, let's be honest, do we? We want to get back to normal. But let's start with England firstly, Adam, and Wayne Rooney found the back of the net.
He did, yes, in both games, of course, and two different goals. The free kick against San Marino in what was a stroll in the park, really. I think England won 8-0, but it was good for him to get on the score sheet with a free kick just after half time. And then, of course, he scored what we hoped was going to be, or what England fans anyway hoped was going to be, a crucial goal. He got the early goal against Montenegro. Just didn't quite pan out for England in the end in that one.
But good for Ashley Young to go on the score sheet as well, James.
He was, yeah. He always seems to play well for England. He seems to sort of relish playing on the international stage, and he scored a belting goal against San Marino. I don't think San Marino is a realistic sort of indication of anyone's form, because they're just a pub team, really. But yeah, as you say, it's always nice to get on the score sheet at international level against anyone.
And Manchester United players pretty much made up the spine of the England team, didn't they, Gemma? And I suppose good for them to get some minutes.
Yeah, definitely. It's a bit like in the old days when we had Beckham, Neville, the two Nevilles, Nicky Burton, Scholes. It's kind of back to that. There's a lot of Reds in there, which is always good to see. But obviously, yeah, the main thing for us is they come back fit. I'm sure the likes of sort of Chris Smalling and even Danny Welbeck, Tom, be good for them to have got some minutes under their belt ahead of, you know, what's going to be an exciting few weeks. And, you know, we just want to see them stay in form as well.
Yeah, good to keep the legs fresh. Antonio Valencia had a hat-trick of assists for Ecuador, Adam, as they beat Salvador 5-0 in a friendly. Do you think he's starting to find a bit of form?
Well, I hope so, yeah. Obviously, it's coming to the business end now, as we say. And like Ashley Young, you know, he's due a goal, really, in a United shirt. It was Ashley Young's goal, first goal of the season for anybody, the screamer against San Marino. So it's constantly good to hear reports of him setting up goals, because, of course, if a winger isn't scoring, then you forgive them if they're setting them up. Let's hope that's a good indicator of what's to come from Antonio. I think we're actually, you know, hopefully Nani will be fit as well for the return to action. We'll once again be spoilt for choice on the wings. And I think ultimately that's where United do their best attacking work, is down the flanks.
And Robin, of course, got a brace. That's what we definitely want to hear, isn't it, ahead of the weekend?
Yeah, he's kind of dried up a little bit for United recently, but, you know, hopefully he finds a net again and for United soon. I mean, I think he's overtaken Johan Cruyff for the Netherlands now, second highest scorer of all time, which is pretty phenomenal if you consider the good players they've had over the years. So, yeah, a good effort that, and, you know, hopefully he does the same again this weekend.
I don't think you can ever say that a player like Robin van Persie is going to lack in confidence, but there's no doubt in the last few weeks he's seemed a bit flat and maybe, you know, a bit tired. So it was really, really good to see him get these couple of goals. It's exactly what we need, and I think it's maybe a timely boost just coming into these last few games. I think players will always take a boost from goals, and, you know, you can never score too many, can you?
That's exactly right. And I think the change can be as good as the rest sometimes, as they say. I mean, in Robin's case, they played two games at home, so he's not had to travel too far. And perhaps just a break from the pressures of playing for Manchester United. You know, he's sort of benefited from that, perhaps. And if we look back at when we last had a big international break earlier in the season, we came out of it very well. The first game we played after 2 weeks off in October was against Stoke. And we had Danny Welbeck, Wayne Rooney and Robin all on the score sheet. So possibly, and I'm hoping this will happen again, they've been away from their countries, had a change of scene, and in some cases, or in many cases, our strikers have been on the score sheet. It could stand us in good stead. Who knows?
Could indeed. And Chicharito also found the back of the net, so good for him. Very important for him to get those minutes on the pitch, because we haven't seen a lot of him in the last few weeks.
We've not, no. I mean, you know, you don't think it really bothers Chicharito, especially that he's not playing for United. Everyone wants to play, but you think he just gets his head down and works hard for his opportunities. Great to see him scoring for Mexico. I think we're not going to know whether he's going to play, well, certainly against Sunderland, until probably late on Friday. You often hear Sir Alex talking in his press conferences that the players that have travelled a long way, such as Chicharito and Kagawa, he doesn't really fully know whether they're going to be okay for the weekend until late. So we'll see how they get on. But great for Chicha, and we all know what a good record he's got against Chelsea. So maybe he'll be safe for that game.
That's it. It's over to you, Manchester City. United have done all they can do. Now United have to wait to see what happens at the Etihad Stadium. United have won. That's what they had to do. And in agonising fashion, the news has come through that Manchester City have scored to win 3-2 right at the death, and therefore win the title.
Okay, so back to the league this weekend as we face Sunderland in the early kickoff, and that is at 12:45 on Saturday. And City, of course, they play at 3. Gemma, can we get the 18-point lead by 3 o'clock?
Of course. Yeah. No, I think
confidence.
It's that thing now that the end really is in sight, and I think everybody just wants this league wrapped up as soon as possible. I think it's what happened last season is very much in my mind, because I think maybe we did all get a bit carried away. I'm not saying the players did, but off the pitch. You know, when we were so far ahead with only a few games left last season. But we have got such a good lead now. Good fixtures to come. Just keep ticking them off. And I think the players are so focused. They know it's within their grasp, and we've got every confidence for Saturday.
But it always does come with a problem, Adam, doesn't it? Playing against a team who are pushing for relegation.
Yeah, it does. It does, certainly. And especially perhaps later on in the season, as we found to our cost at Wigan, of course, last year. I mean, Wigan became the form team at the end of the season. They survived in the Premier League and deserved to survive in the Premier League. Whereas it would appear at the moment that Sunderland are playing that role of free fall. So there's usually a team that sort of drops like a stone, and would appear at the moment that it's going to be them. But we have to be wary. They'll have had, you know, best part of 2 weeks to look forward to this game and prepare for it, and perhaps haven't had as many players away on international duty, although I did argue a few moments ago that that's a positive, not necessarily a negative. But it'll be tough. And, you know, we might want one or two sort of psychological scars from last season.
Definitely.
Of course, the Reds won the last game of the season at Sunderland, but it felt like a defeat. It felt like the worst defeat ever because of what happened, of course, here in Manchester, when
especially
City
with their
QPR
fans as well.
Yeah,
there is that, and there'll be a dimension, and I'm sure that will come up in the manager's press conference on Good Friday when he's asked to look forward to the game. He will remember how Sunderland fans celebrated, basically at the fact that we hadn't won the league.
Yeah, I was very disappointed by them. Leading goal scorer Fletcher, we heard the news this week that he was going to be out for the rest of the season, and Lee Cattermall too, and two big players for Sunderland they're going to miss, James.
That's a huge blow. I mean, Fletcher's obviously the leading scorer. He's got a lot of goals for them, or quite a few goals relatively for them. So, you know, I think Sunderland are really struggling. As Adam says, they're in a bit of free fall, and losing two key players like that, I think they're without a win in 7 or 8 games as well. So I think it's going to be tough for them. As Adam says, we may have some kind of psychological scars going there, but you'd have to think that we can get the points, by hook or by crook. Hopefully, John O'Shea is a bit disappointed at the end of the game, and we've got the victory.
Let's hope he's not too disappointed at the end of the season, because I think Sunderland is a team that you don't really want to see go down. Do you agree, Adam?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I've always liked Martin O'Neill as a manager. I think he, he won a lot of friends when he was manager of Leicester a long time ago now, of course, and was doing a really relatively good job at Aston Villa as well. And I think he's always had a mutual respect with Sir Alex. Of course, in terms of players and ex-players, you mentioned John O'Shea there. There's always been some strong connections between Old Trafford and the Stadium of Light. No, they're not villains of the piece by any stretch in our imagination. Apart from as we've just said, the fans and the way the fans were towards us at the end of last season. But that's the fans, not the players. It's not the club as a whole. And I think there are weaker teams than Sunderland, but they need to get some points soon, and hopefully it's not as soon as Saturday.
Yeah, they can get the points after this weekend. GM Sir Alex Ferguson said he is targeting Chelsea's Premier League winning total of 95 points this season. Can we do it?
Yeah, definitely. I think the games we've got, we can definitely do it. I think it was interesting that I spoke to Rennie Meulensteen just before the international break for the next issue of Inside United, and he was saying, make no mistake, the players want to win this league, but they also want to do it by sending a message, out to people, saying we're not just going to sort of crawl over the line or whatever. We want to win this in style. So I think that is on their mind. I think what happened last season probably does it does stem from that as well. I think we've got a good chance. And the manager, it's interesting. He's come out and said that he's almost saying to the players, right, this is your target. Let's win it, but let's do it in the fashion that will show everyone we are the best team.
Do you know what I also can't wait for? I hate every time somebody talks about City and they call them Champion City. Really irritates me every time it's on Match of the Day or anything, so I'm looking forward to that hopefully being our name next season. What type of game do you think we'll see up there at Sunderland, James?
Well, I think it's going to be a different team. Obviously, that's been the kind of big talking point really in the office this week is what teams are going to pick. Sir Alex is going to pick against Sunderland and then Chelsea.
We've all picked different ones, haven't we?
We have. We've all sort of had a go at picking teams, and completely different from one to another. I tend to think of the two games, this is the one where Sir Alex can slightly rotate a little bit. I mentioned that I don't think Chicharito and Kagawa will play in this. I think perhaps Rooney will be rested, and we might see games for the likes of Anderson. I think centre-back partnership will be different for this game. It might see Smalling at the back, Boutner potentially. So, there'll be changes. But Sir Alex, I'm very keen that we go into the City game next week at least 15 points ahead still, hopefully even more. So, I want Sir Alex, and I think he will, obviously pick a team that he thinks he's strong enough to win. He's not going to make too many changes, but, because he's got a strong squad that, he can pick completely different lineups and still think he can get the points. So.
Well, what's your score predictions then, guys? James, what's yours, firstly?
I'm going to go 2-0 United.
2-0?
I was going to choose that one. 3-1.
3-1?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think I'll score against, so I think I'll go 3-0. I would have gone for 2-0 myself, but yeah, I'll go 3-0.
Okay, so from the league to the FA Cup, and of course we do have to go to Stamford Bridge to endure another quarter-final replay. Gemma, are you looking forward to the game firstly?
Yeah, can't wait for the game. In a funny way, you speak to some fans and it almost feels like Monday's a bit more important than Saturday, which is, I wouldn't like to say that because the league is the most important thing in my eyes. But I think everyone is so desperate to do well in the FA Cup. And City are waiting in the semis. It's just kind of all set up, really. But it's going to be a really hard game. Obviously, both teams have got to contend with playing two games in 48 hours. But I was thinking back to 2009, we did this when we played Aston Villa on the Sunday and then Porto 48 hours later, got two good results from that, so who's to say we can't do it now? And I think the key thing is the manager has basically got a full strength squad, with everybody fit, there's no stronger squad than ours in the league.
Well, Chelsea can't afford to slip up against Southampton this weekend either, Adam, so that could go for us.
In terms of their top four place, you mean? Yeah, no, absolutely. They need to get those points, as you say. So it'd be interesting. I don't think their squad is anything like as deep as ours either. I think, for all the riches of their owner, they're not as strong for me if you're to compare the squads like for like. So perhaps Benitez won't have as many luxuries in terms of the changes he can make between Saturday and Monday. Like Gemma, I'm really looking forward to this game as well. It's a one-off cup tie. There has to be an outcome on the day, so we may see penalties.
About this the other day. Penalties, yeah.
Of course, when we played there in the Capital One Cup, it was a draw that went into extra time. Very nearly, of course, won it. We were minutes away from winning there, was it 3-2 I think at the time when they scored the late equaliser, and we won there 3-2 in the league. So we've had two belting games there already this season, and there's no reason why this won't be a third. We'd have to hope that it doesn't go all the way to extra time and penalties, because we want to get it done and dusted in 90 minutes if we can.
And we do know how hard it is to go to Stamford Bridge as well, James. Our record down there over the last 10 years hasn't been great, has it?
It's not been great, although it seems to have sort of slightly changed in the last couple of years. Last couple of seasons. But I think Chelsea, I don't know, this season they've not seemed to have the same belief for me as they have done in previous years against their big rivals. They don't seem to be quite the same team. So, you know, it is a cup tie. It's not a league game. It's a one-off game, and it could be a real entertaining game. And, you know, I really don't know what the scoreline is going to be, so looking forward to it.
It's going to be a good game. And how will the boss treat this team, Gemma, in light of the team news we were just talking about for Sunderland?
I think he'll be desperate to win it. I think he's stated on many occasions this season about how important the FA Cup is. I think we're all actually very relieved still to be in it, the way things turned out at Old Trafford in the first game. And I think they'll just go there full of confidence. The manager's brilliant in these situations when, you know, we all love it when he gets to this stage of the season. Every game is a cup final, it feels like. He'll know exactly what to say to the players, and I'm sure during the international break he'll have picked his team sort of during that, hoping everybody's fit. I feel confident about Monday. I think we'll be okay.
I think I really get the sense this year that that we really do want to win the FA Cup. I know we've not won it for a decade, and every year there seems to, we talk about, or the players and the manager talk about wanting to win that and wanting to win the cup again, but it just feels a bit different this year. They're not just talking about it; they actually really do want to do it. And sort of the longer we stay in it, the stronger I feel that we're going to get. So, yeah, I'm pretty confident about Monday.
I think you're right. I think that has been the case from the third round onwards. But I think there's now a change of focus because of where the Champions League turned out for us, yeah. And we've got this very comfortable lead in the league. So we can afford to put a lot of effort into Monday. And yes, there is that sort of carrot, if we can call it that, of City awaiting in the semi-final. Of course, that would have been the final that I guess we all would like to have seen. We'd all hate to have lost it, but we'd all love to have seen that final, provided we win it. So I think what was a very genuine determination from the early stages in January has now just been cranked up that little bit extra, because while winning the league and winning the league back will of course be special, I think there's a sense that perhaps we just need that little bit extra to make it, doubly special, to use the D word.
That's enough from us for the minute. Let's now hear from a player who has been involved in both league and cup competitions this year. It's Anders Lindegaard, and he's been speaking to MUTV's Mark Sullivan on Inside Carrington.
City, though, Anders, are the biggest challengers. Obviously, we're trying to wrestle the league title back off them. That 3-2 win at the Etihad, that's got to rank up there as one of the most important wins of the season.
Yeah, definitely. I was by the side of my wife at the time, so I didn't see the game, unfortunately, because she was giving birth. But that was a massive win. It kind of launched the good period we've had pretty much ever since, and we've just been expanding the lead from that point. But I think it's very important not to look at the table right now. People from outside say we've put ourselves in a comfortable situation, but I think it's very important for us to take it game by game, so we don't get to relax, so we don't get to anything to fall back on. We cannot relax at this part of the season. Focus on the next game. Focus on getting the result, and then on to the next one again. I also think you can feel it in the team now. You can feel on the, especially the more experienced players, that we're going into the late stage of the season where everything, all the medals are going to be given out. And you can really feel on some of the older players, Rio, Giggs, Scholesy, Vida, the players who's done it before. You can feel it on there, how determined they are, how important this is to them. And the players that's younger and less experienced try to kind of look towards them. They're leading us in the right direction and reminding us every day to stay sharp, don't relax, keep going.
Well, James, Anders said it's very important not to look at the table right now, but I think it's fair to say it's hard not to.
It's hard not to, especially for fans, I think. We're all just thinking, oh, we're so close now, we've got this huge lead, and can we just wrap it up? But I think Sir Alex will keep all his players' feet on the ground. I mean, if anyone starts to get complacent or giddy, you just have to look at last season and what happened in the final six games when we threw that lead away. So I don't think anyone is going to get too carried away, and they'll just get their heads down, the old cliche of one game at a time, until we've mathematically won it.
Yeah, I think any sign of any player getting carried away, you know, there's one or two players waiting to take their place. So again, that's another benefit of the full strength squad. You know, Sir Alex can pick his squad, that's a team that's fresh, but also a team that's hungry and informed. So any slight deviation, and you know, they'll be changed. So they'll be on their toes. They'll want to be, because they want to be involved. They want to be involved in the game or games that actually result in things being concluded. So, you know, pride and of place will be important.
OK, well, we'll not go into extra time or penalties. Jamie, you'd be glad to know. Let's do a prediction for the first 90 minutes at Chelsea.
I'll say 2-1 to United. I think we'll win.
I think 1-1.
No. We don't want it to go to a draw.
I think it's going to be 1-1 and we're going to win it in extra time. That's what I think.
OK.
Yeah, I've got to agree with James. I'm very sorry. But I think it may be just a couple of goals up on James, and I'll go 2-2. And again, United to win. On penalties.
Okay, thanks to Adam, to James, and to Gemma. I've been MUTV's Helen McConnell, and thanks for listening.